JB4 CBA Mobile.
KB2HXS. I got about 3 minutes to spend with you, and I'll be almost home for a minute.
Well, good morning, and boy, it's a little chilly, but I'm going to go play some tennis. No surprise there. What are you up to?
Just picked up some equipment for an install tomorrow, and I got to run around and got a couple of emergency calls I got to get to.
Well, you know, you gotta keep those poor folks warm for the winter. I tell you, I would hate to be without heat right now.
Oh, believe me, I'm trying like heck. One of my customers is a 91-year-old woman living over there by the golf course, Pebble Creek, I think it is. And that system is from 1987, and it finally gave up the ghost.
Incredible that it would hang in there that long. Golly day, 87. I remember we had we bought a house in Wellington Green. Oh no, I'm sorry. That was 67. I'm laughing at myself. Yeah, and my parents they had heat, but they didn't have air, and it was, you know, it was central heat. I mean, they had the vents and everything, but they put AC and it cost $2,000 back in 1967. And man, that was a chunk of money back then.
Oh, I know. You don't even want to know what things cost nowadays. At the beginning of 2023, everything went up like 30 and 40% because of the new regulations that came out. And I try and explain to my customers, like, look, you know, I've been warning everybody last year, you know, a year before, and, oh, I'm going to hold off. Okay. Don't be surprised. It's going to take a little bit more of a bite out of your wallet next year, and it surely did, you know. And, oh, I should have done it last year. Well, you know, I tried to warn everybody.
What's the new regulation?
It's the new, what they call, SEER rating. The efficiency of the unit, they upgraded the efficiencies of the unit. You have to go with this new 14.3 SEER system, which is technically the old 16 SEER that they renamed so they can raise the prices on them. And that's, you know, it's all technical, but it's much, much higher SEER that they want in the houses now. So you can't even get the old stuff anymore.
I knew they'd gone to the new Freon. I tell you, I'll never forget when they came out with the 134A for the cars, and they said, you won't be able to use it with the old system and all this, and you'll have to replace everything, every component in the system and all this stuff, you know, and we found out that that wasn't true. I remember when ABS brakes came out, they said that, you know, it wouldn't prevent an accident, but, yeah, I mean, my wife lived in proof of that, because you can steer a car with ABS with a panic stop, and you can't steer a car that's skidding, so she actually avoided hitting a vehicle that way.
Plus is, you know, people have a tendency to come off the brake pedal, and that really, you know, that doesn't work. You got to stay on the brake pedal. But no, I get it. But no, when the new 410 came out for the residential units and stuff, that was back in 2010. That's been a thorn in my side ever since that happened. Anyway, Dave, I'm backing into my driveway here. I got to drop my trailer and get on my way. You have a good morning, and I will catch you later, my friend. 73 for now, KB4 CBA, KB2HXS.
More too hard. We'll talk to you later, and have a good day. KB4 CBA Mobile.
All right, Dave, you do the same. Don't get too cold playing tennis. Have a good morning, KB2HXS.